Now, amongst my mutterings, I'll be exploring various aspects of things that we have no control over, and then things that we do. Time is one of these, and this is all about slowing down. Slow down. That's good advice. If life has taught us one thing, it should be that there is time. To make time for that lost time. For every time we ran out of time. Slow down. Pirouette across the hands of this new time. Give more of that precious time to those who were denied that time. Your time. Slow down. As you feel the heat of fires infernal under your feet, take the time to take in the fire's raw and unnatural splendor. The blisters heal in time. The only real luxury is time. You cannot get it back. It is non-refundable. Slow down. There is no right time, just time, and what you do with it. If it makes you happy, it's not a waste of time. Never be a prisoner of your past. It was just a lesson, not a life sentence. You could go back, but you don't belong there anymore. When your past is so present, how can there be a future? There can't. You're just stuck in the present with your past. The past is like waste paper. The present is a newspaper and the future is a test paper. Leave your past behind so that you control the present and secure your future. Slow down. Salvation is always at hand. Reach out. It's right there where you left it. And remember, don't be long where you don't belong. Stay where you're loved and appreciated. And think, hang on, is it worth my time? Because I cannot afford to waste any. There is a chance for our future not to look exactly like our past. And if you're changing things around, your new life will cost you your old one. Our present and our future depends on a bit of recognition of our past. It won't happen overnight, but if you quit, it won't happen at all. If it doesn't push you forward, let it go. The world is changed by your example and not by your opinion. Slow down.